Yeah, is Alan in?
Speaking.
Hey, Alan, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. How's business been out there in San Marcos for you guys since we last spoke? I'm sorry, you cut out.
What was your question?
Oh, I just said, how's business been up there in San Marcos since we last spoke?
Doing well.
You guys staying busy up there?
What?
Staying busy?
Yes, sir.
That's good. I was just following up on those servers that you told me you were looking to update. You wanted me to give you a call back towards November, see how everything was going for you guys.
Actually, we are just about ready.
Still going to hold off on that?
No, I said we're ready.
You said you're ready for that?
Yes.
Have you guys already, started taking some steps to bring that on, or is it still kind of just on the grocery list?
Yeah, getting the proposal in for what it's going to cost.
From the vendor, or?
Yes.
Who are you guys looking to bring that on through? Who's the vendor?
The vendor is Ascend.
Ascend, you said?
Yeah, A-S-C-E-N-D.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with them. Have they already given you guys a quote or, you know, any kind of estimate?
Give me about 60,000.
Oh, only 60? Last time we spoke, you said it was going to be about 80 to 90, so.
Well, there's labor that goes with it. Altogether, it's about 80.
Okay, so how much would you guys be looking to bring on for that? About 80 to take care of it all, or?
You include labor in it, too?
Yeah, we do. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
I've heard it, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, all it is just unsecured cash that we can give to you guys so you can use however you see, you know, fit for the business. We do, you know, finance equipment. That is our bread and butter over here. But we also do the working capital. So basically, we can pay for about 60K of that for the software, for the servers and everything. And then if you said for labor, you needed about 20K. Basically, we could just go ahead and give you a different loan for just the cash of 20K that you can kind of go ahead and use for the labor kind of payoff, the installation, however, you know, that might work for you.
How does working capital loan work?
Basically, we're going to take a portion of what you guys did for your sales for the last year and go ahead and unlock that for you. To kind of give you a better idea, too, what do you guys do for sales for 2015?
About 1.4 million.
Okay, and you'd only be looking to bring on about 20 to 30 to kind of, get the difference for the labor?
We can make more.
Oh, definitely. With, you know, just based off of that 1.4, we do have a few other factors over here, too, that definitely come into play. But, just based off 1.4, 20 shouldn't be an issue. Would you guys be looking to bring on more, or?
So what would our limit be? We have a few other projects we're working to get funded.
Okay, well, what other projects do you have going on right now?
We're working on a building acquisition.
Okay, are you guys changing locations, or?
Adding a location.
Okay, how many are you guys going to be up to then? Is it just two, or? How many do you have right now up there in San Marcos?
Well, this is in San Bernardino. It's a different city.
And okay, so you guys are...
And I'll have, when it's fully going, about 20 people.
Okay, so you guys are opening up a complete new location then?
Yeah.
When are you guys looking to make that happen?
By the end of the year.
Have you guys already been... in negotiations for the building and whatnot? Do you already get that taken care of?
We're under contract for the building.
When's everything set to start over there in San Bernardino?
well, soon as we fund it. We're working on an acquisition, which is going to occupy that building. so it's going to be a new division for us.
Right. How much is that looking to run for you guys? How much is that going to cost you?
Overall or cash out of pocket?
Overall.
The overall building is going to cost $2.27 million.
You said 2.3?
Yeah.
How much are you guys going to have to pay out of pocket then?
About 500.
500K. What were you guys going to do for the, you know, remainder of it? Were you going to bring on some finances for that?
Yes.
Have you guys been shopping around or just, you know, exploring any other options?
Just starting that process. We just got under contract last week.
Okay, so it's, yeah, it's really recent then, huh?
Is that something you guys do too?
What do you mean is what something we do too?
The finance building?
Yeah, basically, you know, what we, that, you know, fall under our working capital where we just give you a lump sum of cash and, you know, you can use it for that building, whatever you want. Hiring new employees, payroll. I know you said you're looking to bring on about 20 new people too, so. So, I mean, ideally, then, how much would you guys be looking to bring on, you know, in a perfect world, if you could bring on as much as you want, capital?
My total capital needs, if you could grant all my wishes, for this year would be, I guess, right about 700,000.
About 700K? So if you guys got about 700K from us, put about 500 out of pocket for that building, you know, where are you still going to get the remainder? You're still going to need another mill.
Let's see what you're saying. Okay, so in that case, I'm not sure how that would work out, but usually you don't get both. Yep. Usually finance a building is working capital. Usually that's a real estate loan.
Right. We don't, the
out-of-pocket and the tenant improvements and such.
Right.
And not working capital.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that is, you know, definitely an option for you, too. We don't do real estate loans like that, but, you know, definitely a lot of people use that capital just for situations just like that. So, you know, as an option as well.
It would be a great way to fund the down payment.
Yeah, exactly. What's the down payment like for the building?
That's about 500.
Oh, it's at 500? And when were you guys going to make the move? When are you looking to be in the building, working and everything?
The end of the year.
Before 2017?
Yeah.
What other...
close everything before 12/31.
Okay. What are you guys going to do with the location in San Marcos? Just keep it open and running?
Yep.
Nice. How many locations is that going to bring you guys to total? Just two?
No, this will be three.
Three? Where's the third one?
Already Carlsbad.
Oh, it's in Carlsbad? Which one did you guys open up first, the one in San Marcos or Carlsbad?
San Marcos.
Oh, nice. And you've expanded already once and can make another one?
Yep.
What kind of, what kind of business do you guys do? I know it's computer programming and whatnot, but could you kind of elaborate on, you know, what it is specifically you guys do down there?
Yeah, we do software for transportation and logistics industry.
Okay, so for
like if you're a trucking company, or a freight forwarder, or...
That's what I was just going to ask.
Version of FedEx and UPS, and then you run your whole company.
Nice, so do you guys connect the trucker to the supplier, basically, I guess you could say?
Yep, we run all different aspects of the supply chain. Sometimes many different parties on the same supply chain. We could be either end of it.
Wow. How'd you get in the business, too? Did you start it up yourself?
I did, actually. It was my business plan in college.
Nice.
been at it about 20 years.
Nice. Where'd you go to school out here?
University of Iowa.
Oh, wow. How'd you get out to California?
I wanted to go someplace different.
I feel like that's a lot different, huh?
They store their water in frozen form on the ground. It's very different.
Yeah. No, that's how I got out to California, too. It's a lot different when you don't have a winter, right?
Exactly.
No snow and all this sun all year.
You're not saying, look, it's snowing. And everyone's like, yeah.
I know. I know exactly how that is. I have a few friends that actually went to college out there in Iowa, too. Not to University of Iowa, but some smaller ones. I think there's like three different schools that went to Iowa. I want to say one of them was like Iowa Wesleyan or Blair Cliff, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were small schools. I know they're out there in Iowa, though. But, I mean, where else have you guys been looking to, you know, bring on these funds? Have you went to the local bank out there, or have you tried to get a real estate loan?
I did. Just trying to do a lot of projects at once.
Yeah.
Challenging.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
If
I gotcha.
If we spacing them out, it would be easier, but they kind of all happened at once.
No, I gotcha. Are you the 100% owner, too? Do you have anybody else helping you out with that?
No, I'm the owner.
Nice. Well, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. I can go ahead and shoot you over both of our applications and a short list of what it is that we require, and then I can get you an answer within about 24 hours of receiving everything from you. So we do work very fast over here, too, and I know you're looking to make this happen very fast, letting you know how it is that we work over here. We go ahead and approve you for the largest amount and the longest terms possible, and then we kind of put the ball in your court and, let you determine what it is works for the best for the business in that way. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, another one of our factors over here too is the personal credit. How'd you rate your credit?
Should be perfect.
800 ish or 7? I mean, when's the last time you had that checked?
Score wise, I think it's 750 to 780, something in there.
Okay. Higher than the national average, then?
I guess so. But I don't have any...
do you have any... Nice. Do you have any current loans out? Any capital loans? You know, any other SBA, maybe? Anything like that?
I have SBA loan on this building.
The one you're at in San Marcos? How much longer do you guys have on that?
20 years or so.
Okay, so you guys have been, I've had that loan for quite some time then?
I think it was a 25-year loan. I probably got it in 2012, somewhere in there.
Nice. Were you looking to...
I'm not sure what the term is, 20 or 25 years.
Right. Were you maybe looking to get on a loan like that for this new building, too, or maybe bring on some capital, kind of help with that down payment, and then, you know, upgrade that software, bring on a real estate loan on the side to kind of help, you know, manage that for a longer period of time?
Didn't exactly follow that, but it sounded good.
No, I was just kind of, trying to line out the priorities here so we can get these tackled one by one.
Well, I got three projects I'm working on. One is I've got an acquisition of another software company that I'm working on, which I'm going to put into the new building in San Bernardino. And on top of that, we've got a server room we need to flesh out to support all this new business.
Right. So are you looking to acquire a new business, change the location to San Marcos, or San Bernardino, and then also upgrade those servers for you guys, too. So all three, correct?
Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah, definitely. You know, I'd love to see what we can do to help you guys out. And I kind of went over the programs, you know, real briefly here. And I know last time we did spoke to, it looks like you gave me your email, astanley, S-T-A-N-L-Y, at etagroup.com.
Yeah.
Is that still a good one for you?
Yep.
Not sure if you remember. I think I actually told you last time, too. My last name's actually Stanley as well, but with the E in front of the Y.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Is your family from Iowa and everything, too? The, you know, last name?
No. Actually, we got it out of Chicago.
Oh, nice.
About three generations ago.
The Midwest Stanleys, then. All right, well, I'll shoot you over to the applications. Basically, with each of them, just one-page application, very simple, straightforward, with the capital and the equipment. If you want to go ahead and fill those out. Along with that, all we do require is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements and then a copy of the most recent tax return. Do you have any quotes or, you know, any invoices, anything like that, maybe for the building or anything for the software that you guys are looking to upgrade with Ascend?
I do.
Okay, perfect. If you want to just attach those as well, so we can get, you know, actual paper breakdown of those. Other than that, once I get everything back from you, I can give you an answer within about 24 hours. So the sooner I do get this back from you, the sooner I can get you an answer. And I know it is only Tuesday, too. So, you know, like I said, we do work very fast over here.
Okay, great.
So I'll go ahead and shoot you that over then, Alan. And when do you think you can get that back to me?
This afternoon? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot it over then right now. Do you want to, and then, yeah, I'll keep my eye out for that, and if I don't get anything back, I'll give you another call.
Okay, great.
All right, Alan, nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye.